Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit...
Welcome, welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures. It's always a pleasure to come your way with the Word of God. We believe that the Bible is a living scriptures, is alive. God's Word is alive to direct us, to lead us, and to guide us in all our ways. I am Mureni K, one of your anchor for today's Living Scriptures, and I also have Pastor Charles in the studio. Last week, we started a series on overcoming trials and temptation. Today, we'll focus on Matthew chapter 4 from verses 5 to 11. Well, I'd like to also remind us that last week we started off by stating that our Lord Jesus Christ had just completed a fasting for 40 days and 40 nights. Therefore, he was at the peak of overcoming a spiritual hurdle. However, he had just been led by the Spirit to be tempted by the devil. We also established that believers in Christ could be tempted and will be tempted. And we define what temptations are. So if you missed last week's episode of Living Scriptures, head on to Plains Media and look for Living Scriptures and catch up on the past episode. Today, we're looking at other temptations of Jesus and how God created a way for him and also for us today in our temptation, overcoming trials and temptation. Matthew chapter 4, verse 7. Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God."
All my life I've been carried by grace. Don't ask me how, 'cause I can't explain. It's nothing short of...
Hello and happy Sunday, my dear listeners. And thanks, Murenike, for that intro. Matthew chapter 4, verse 7 is our scripture PowerPoint today. And it says, Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." In other words, Jesus said it once, and he's saying it again. Hello, my dear listeners. If you remember from last week's episode that the devil asked Jesus if he had a son of God, Jesus replied by quoting what was written in the scriptures, or what we call the Bible. So in today's living scripture, the devil returned to the same assertion. If you are the son of God, the second time he said, "Satan, jump down from the pinnacle of the temple." One would have expected Jesus to try something new in order to defeat the temptation. But Jesus will not try something new if the devil will not change his strategy. So sometimes ago, the Lord taught me that moderation in principle is a vice. So what I'm saying is that if the devil knows how to put you on a guilty ride, because you are now a believer in Christ, don't forget, it is what was written up that delivered Christ. And the same is what is going to deliver you if you believe. Mind you, the devil and his human agents will keep asking you questions to set you up to doubt who you are, what you have, what you can do, whether you are even the son of God at all. It will also set you up to doubt whether you have the life of God. In other words, reading and memorizing a portion of the scripture in the place of prayers is one guaranteed way of overcoming both temptations and trials of life, or trials of our faith, as some people like to call it. Satan's temptations are of three types. The first is the lust through our appetite. "Command these stones to be made bread," he said. So we too, we have lust for food, desire for sex, or what pleases the body. So if the Bible and medical practitioner says something is not good for you, something is not healthy for you, then it's not good for you spiritually as well. Think of all kinds of appetite that you have and that you know are dangerous for your health. If it's dangerous physically, medically, it is dangerous spiritually. The second is lust for recognition or dangerous ambition. The devil said to Jesus, if you are the Son of God, jump. That is ambitious. And the last is the lust for material wealth or possessions. If you worship me, Satan said to him, I will give you. Do you know how many times Satan has told you, if you do this, you will become this. If you do this, you will have this. That's whole tricky devil for you. Overcoming trials and temptations.
I've got some scars, but that's how you learn. It's nothing short of a miracle I'm here. I think it over and it doesn't matter. I know it comes from above. I've got miracles on miracles, a million little miracles. Yeah, miracles on miracles.
Welcome back. Matthew chapter 4 verse 7 says, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. Let me remind you once again that temptations are not sin. They are mere suggestions to sin. In fact, a songwriter says, yield not to temptation, for yielding is sin. Each victory will help you, some others to win. So yielding to temptation is what makes you sin. Temptation usually happens, we said last week, when we are drawn away by lust. And when lust is allowed, it leads to sin. Sin now committed without repentance produces death, which is eternal separation from God. The second way out of temptation is that temptation don't last forever. Can I say it again at the risk of sounding redundant? Temptations, no temptations that has come your way will last forever. It is usually for a while. And if it continues for a long period of time, then we call it trials of faith. We see from our passage that after Satan's failed attempt three times, he left Jesus alone. He let him be. And this is what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. So let the one who thinks he is standing be careful that he does not fall. No trial has overtaken you that is not faced by others. Number two, you are not the only one being tempted. All other believers, including your pastors, have been tempted. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tried beyond what you are able to bear. But with the trial, will also provide a way so that you may be able to endure it. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 22, but keep away from you youthful passions and pursue righteousness, pursue faithfulness, love, and peace. In company with others who call on the Lord from a pure heart, overcoming trials and temptations.
I hope I never get over what you've done. It's not coincidence and it's not luck. I know it comes from above. I've got miracles on miracles, a million miracles.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Overcoming trials and temptation. Let's look at this story as an illustration. One day, a dad was trying to teach his six-year-old son how to shoot a basketball. The boy would push the ball as hard as he could towards the basket, but it will always fall short. The dad would then demonstrate how to do it and effortlessly toss the ball towards the goal, saying, just do it like this, son. It's easy. The boy would try again and fail again. So the father would demonstrate it again. Finally, the boy said, It's easy for you up there. You don't know how hard it is for me from down here. Brothers and sisters, as you know, temptation is everywhere. And it is that hard down here. But that's one of the reasons Jesus came. He came to experience temptation and show us how to overcome it. The Hebrew writer gave us this wonderful news. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses. But we have one who have been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Our Jesus knows what we're going through because he has been here and he has battled against the tempter. Therefore, we can approach the throne of grace with confidence because we know that God understands not only how hard it is to overcome temptation, but he knows how to help us to do just that. Win the victory over temptation, overcoming trials and temptation.
I can't even count them all. 1, 2, 3, 4,
Welcome back, my dear listeners. In conclusion, Matthew chapter 4, verse 7 says once again, I would love for you to put this to your heart. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. When it comes to temptation, as a believer in Christ, you've got two powers. The first, the power of the living scriptures in your heart and in your confessions. The second is the power to run away. Run away, I say it once again, run away from the object of temptation. Jesus, the scripture tells us to resist the devil, but run away from the appearance of evil. Only believers can be tempted though. And that's why we never like to close this broadcast without giving you the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God if you are yet to be one. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ today, kindly bow down your heads. If you really feel sorry and say, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for all my sins, then make this confession of faith with me. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart. I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior. I want to serve you always in Jesus' name.
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church, NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointed International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living